testimony and request today. We all need to be stronger. And all these goes right with our message this morning as we go into the Word of the Lord. In the book of Ephesians is where we'll be reading from this morning in the first chapter. And we ask that you pray for us for a few minutes of time that we would be able to deliver what God has laid upon our hearts and that we would all receive from it what we stand in need of for today, for tomorrow, and for the rest of this year. In fact, for the rest of our lives, that we would be able to receive from the Lord this morning. If you found the Word of God, the first chapter of the book of Ephesians, and like to stand for the reading of God's Word, go with us, if you would, down starting at verse 15 is where we'll be reading at today. He says, "Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, when he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and put all things under his feet, and gave to him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all." And stop reading there with that end of that chapter, and you can be seated in the house of the Lord. And today we think about, and I know that no doubt many churches have heard these words over the years as we go out from one year into another year. But my thought this morning, my text would be on this line: as we go into this new year, we're going to need more power than we've ever had before. We're going to need more power. And it's not your power or mine, but it's the power of God that only he can give to us today. So many folks, when they go into a new year, they look at it with new hopes and dreams and expectations. Let me tell you, the only thing that changed was the calendar. That's it. And I didn't come to bring you down. I come to lift you up this morning. But I thought about this, Larry, this week. And you know what a new year is? It's just a continuation of the previous year's mistakes and errors, problems, and circumstances. Everything that happened in 2011 is still prevalent in our minds in 2012. It's not the year of Jubilee in that, like they had under the law, that we go into a new year and everything is forgiven, everything is forgotten, and everything is restored. It's not that it happens like that when we turn a calendar to a new year. It can be that way if you don't have the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. You can come into the year of Jubilee. But for the rest of us, it's not like it was for Israel and all of them. Everything that was wrong in 2011, unless you've given it to the Lord and the Lord has fixed it, it is still wrong in 2012. And you say, well, we had all these great hopes, and now you've already destroyed our hopes of what this year would be like. And although we came out of one year and into another one with those same circumstances, if we have the power of God, we are able to overcome them quickly and put them behind us and move on in this new year. Also, as Jim has already said, and all these things work together, God knows what he's doing. Although this new year just started, in just a few days, it'll be over. Amen. Some of you don't want to admit how old you are, but you know the older we get, the faster they go. And this year will be over. It just seems like we celebrated the beginning of 2011 and then it was over. And when I thought about this, I and this was laid up on my heart, that this year will be harder than what last year was unless we have the power to overcome. Unless we have the power to overcome, it will be harder than last year. Some of you went through some hard times this past year. Many of us went through some hard times. In fact, I don't believe I can say that there's a family in here that did not go through some hard times in 2011. It may not have been the hardest year that you have memory of, but we went through some hard times. But it was the Lord that brought us through all of them. And because that we did not rely upon our strength, but we relied, as he says there in the 19th verse, and that we relied upon the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe. That we believe that there is nothing that life can throw at us that us and God cannot become victorious over. And people say that's a bold statement to be making in this beginning of this new year. Folks, we have to have the power to believe that God is able to do all things. That there is nothing impossible for God to take care of today. And you help me preach for a few minutes this morning, would you? If we try upon our own power, we will often make the situation worse, and we will often just fold our hands in defeat instead of getting the victory. God did not save us to have us to be weak. God saved us that we would be strong according to His Word and His will. And folks, we need to be stronger in 2012 than we've ever been. And I'm preaching a message to the church this morning that God is dependent upon us, the world is dependent upon us to be stronger, because the problems are going to become more complex, they're going to become deeper, and they're going to become such that even our society doesn't even recognize the problems that we're in. Our government doesn't recognize the problems that we are facing. The world does not recognize them, but folks, we recognize as God's people that time is quickly running out for each and every one of us. That time is running out, and if we're ever going to do anything for Jesus Christ, we need to be strong this year and try to do something for God to repay Him for what He has done for us. And not only do we need to be strong for Him, but we need to be strong for each other. Because we do not know what we're going to face in 2012. And I'm preaching with love this morning to you that we cannot help each other if I am just as weak as you are. But we need to be strong so that a brother or sister can cast their cares upon us. We need to be strong so that we can help a brother or sister that's walking through a valley of hard times, or maybe a brother or sister that's trying to climb a mountain that seems like it is so high and so difficult to get across the terrain. We need to be strong so that we can help each other out. But most of all, I need to be strong so that I can help myself out. Help me preach. I cannot help you if I cannot help myself. I need to be strong in the Lord so that others can come to me for strength. And folks say, well, if you're strong, then why would you need to go to somebody else for strength? Because no matter how strong we are, there are times that we go through things that drives our strength from us. It drives our strength from us, and we lose our confidence. We lose our trust, and we lose our hopes, and we just lose the ability to overcome. But folks, if we just hold on to the Lord and His strength that He has, Micah said it like this in his word. He said He has the power to give us unto us to overcome anything that we may face in this life. David said it like this in the book of Psalms in the 68th chapter. He said, Lord, You are my strength. You are my power. You're the one who gives me the ability. Many folks, and I'm going to preach this morning despite the devil not wanting us to bring this word, that many of us look at David and we think David was a strong man. David was not as strong as you and I think he was. He was strong because we look back at it and we see the picture that the Word has painted. But it was not David that God wants us to see. It's God's power that brought David through it. Many of us as Bible readers know about Solomon and his strength, but it was not his hair that it was his strength. He had strength because he had power with God. You give me a brother or sister that knows the Lord and prays like they're supposed to pray, reads like they're supposed to read, and works like they're supposed to work. And yes, I understand I'm in a Baptist church, but folks, God did not save us to set us upon a pew and do nothing and become invalids. God saved us that we might grow in power and strength so that we could go out to a lost world, preach to them about Jesus Christ, because He said the preaching of the gospel is to them that perish is foolishness, but to those of us that believe, it is the power of salvation today. We need the power of God in these days in which we live in. We need the power to believe the Word of God. If the Word of God says it and you believe it, it can come true to your house. And people say, well, I've heard people say, well, if the Word says it and I believe it, that makes it so. And folks, let me tell you, the Word is so whether you and I believe it or not. But as Larry said in Sunday school this morning, many of us don't have the strength that we have need of. We don't have the power. We don't have the blessings. We don't receive from God what He wants us to have because we don't believe the Word of God. This book is full of promises, and nowhere in this book do I read that God said, I'm going to save you and then I'm going to make you a failure. He said, I'll save you and by my power you shall be the head and not the tail. I'm going to save you and by my power you'll not be the victim but you'll be the victor. I'm going to save you and by my power you'll not be a loser but you'll be a winner today. We need the power of God to believe what the Word says. If the Word says that we can have healing, let's stand upon the Word of God and let's get the healing that we have need of. If we believe that the Word of God, and it does say that He's able to do all things whatsoever we have need of. Is there anybody in the house this morning that has a need in your life and you've looked at your life and you've tried to put your finger upon what it is that would take care of their situation that you're going through, and you just can't seem to find what it is that would answer that question that's in your heart and in your home today? Many people look at us and say, what kind of answer would you give to them this morning, Pastor? I say, if we have the power to believe the Word of God, He said He can restore all things. He is able to take something that the devil has made a wreck out of, and God is able to make it something that is honorable and not a disgrace again. God is able to take a heart that is broken. He's able to put it all back together because His Word says that if we will just believe it upon Him, that there is nothing that is impossible to us for today. I believe what the Word of God says. Yes, there are times when I am weak, but in my weakness He is strong. And if I could just get past the thoughts that the devil gives to us. Anybody ever going through something and trying to preach fast, but I need to slow down for a minute. Anybody ever been going through something and while you're going through it, the devil is there in your ear the whole time saying you're going to lose, you're going to lose, you're going to lose. There's no reason to go on. Folks, let me tell you, I believe what the Word of God says, that my God is greater than the devil is. He's already defeated him. The last verse that I read to you, or the next to the last verse that I read to you this morning, says it like this, and I need to go back there real quickly in the 22nd verse. And He says, by His power, not by your power or my power, but it put all things under His feet today. You know what that means? He's already stepped on the trouble that you're facing. He has already stepped on and defeated the problems that's in your life. He has already stepped on and defeated all things that the devil wants to bring against us. Some of you this morning say, I wish I could believe it like that. Do it like this morning with me. By the authority of God's word, I believe that God is going to give me the strength to overcome by His power all things that the devil throws at me. Because folks, God is not waiting to fight your battle and give you the victory. Sister Villa, He's already fought your battle. He's already won the victory. And folks, all we have to do is believe upon His word. We'll have the strength and the power that we have need of today. If we will believe, we need the power to overcome. I've never seen a time when Christians are so weak. Oh, some of you was rejoicing a minute ago, and I just lost you now. I've never seen a time when Christians were so weak and that they would fall for anything. We have folks today that will eat from any table that's set in front of them. They'll eat with the devil Monday through Saturday and try to go to God's table on Sunday. The Bible teaches us you're either with God or you're against God. You either receive your strength from the Lord Jesus Christ or you're receiving your strength from the devil. Folks say, does the devil have power? Yes, sir, he does. There's not a one of us that doesn't face the wrath of the devil on a daily basis. And folks, let me tell you, I know that he is strong. I know that the devil is able to get your folks and my folks and you and me to do things that we normally would not do because he is strong today. But folks, let me tell you, just because he's strong does not mean that we need to put up our hands and say, I give, I can't win, and my children can't win, and my loved ones can't win, because the devil is so strong. Let me take you back to the beginning of time when there was a warfare because the devil tried to exercise his strength and his power. He tried to overcome with a third of the angels in heaven. He tried to overcome even God himself, but the Bible says that God did not send it himself, but he sent an angel to fight against him. And an angel cast out the devil and a third of the angels which were in heaven today. Let me preach it to you. God is able today. If he can defeat the devil, you and I are weak, but God is strong. If we'll call upon Jehovah, he will put the devil in his place, drive him out of our lives, drive him out of our homes, and give us the victory that we have need of. But not by your strength, not by your power. I'm not strong enough to defeat the devil. People say, well, you're a preacher and a pastor. You ought to be able to put him in his place. Folks, the devil knows exactly where to come against you in your life today. We need more power in this new year to be able to resist the devil. You know what the Bible says? It says if we have power with God, we can resist the devil and he will flee from us. When was the last time we put the devil on the run? Oh. When was the last time the devil saw that we had power with God and he went running? Usually it's us that succumbs to him and we give in to what the devil would have us to do. Folks, in this new year that we're in, we need some folks with some backbone that will stand up with the power of God and say, no more, devil, am I going to stand back and let not do nothing about my children and about my loved ones that you are fighting against. Folks, it's time that we put you know what they had in the Old Testament? And I don't know why I'm preaching all this morning, Brother Larry. But they had the rod that they would stretch out. And everything had to pass underneath that rod. And they had folks today, you know what we need to do? We need to put the rod out and tell the devil, you may have had them last year, but from this day forward, I'm speaking in the name of Jesus Christ that I'm asking the Lord to put angels round about them. Although the devil may come against them, greater is he that is in us than he that's in this world. I'm tired of giving in to the world and giving in to the devil. Devil, we need to give him notice this morning. As for me and my house, we're going to lift up the power of the name of Jesus Christ and we're going to declare, no more will I sit back and do nothing. And people say, well, what are you going to do in order to fight the devil? I'll keep praying. I'll keep praying and praying and praying until God hears and answers our prayers today. We need some folks that are willing to stand up and fight the battle in this new year, because too long we sat back and allowed the devil to get the victory. No more in this house. We're going to claim the name of Jesus Christ, His power, and we're going to get the victory for your people and mine. People say, you're giving us false hopes this morning, Pastor. It's not what Roger can do. It's not what Mount Carmel Missionary Baptist Church can do. You know what it is? It's what the Lord Jesus Christ can do, Sister Sharon. I've seen Him work in times past. And I need to move on with this message this morning. But let me tell you, if He can save a dying soul from hell, folks, there is nothing that the world has that He cannot take care of. Can He take away the drink from your friend? Yes, sir. He can. Can He take the drugs out of the veins of our loved ones? Yes, sir, He can. Can He take a life that is broken and disarrayed and put it back together? Yes, sir, He can. I am a witness to what God can do by His strength and His power, and so are you today. No more will we sit back. We need to fight today. And folks, we need to have the power to trust the Lord. Sometimes Sharon sings that song for us in Rob about 4 days late. We need to have the trust that when we pray, God is heard in heaven and the answer is already on its way. Let me preach for a few more minutes today. We need to have the power to trust the Lord, and that He said He would not withhold any good thing from us today. Anybody need some good things in your life? I'm standing in need this morning as well as you are. And let me read to you a verse over in the Ephesians, the 3rd chapter and the 20th verse, because it tells exactly what the Lord is able to do. He says, now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly above all that we ask or think today. Anybody else got something that you need the Lord to take care of and you think, well, this is too big for God? No, sir. There is nothing that is too big for our God to take care of. Anything we ask, He is able to take care of. Can I preach this morning? If my God could not hear and answer my prayers, I would throw Him aside and go look for a God that could hear and answer my prayers. But can I get a witness in the house of God today that Jehovah, He is the God that hears from heaven. He is the God that answers. He's the God that sees the tears of His children, and He sends deliverance to us because of His strength. We are made strong today. He said, He's able to do more than we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. Oh, I got to preach this morning. Some of us are waiting for the power to come. That verse I could stand upon this morning and tell you, the power is already in you. Are you not saved? How many of you are saved this morning? Oh, this is a message for the first Sunday in 2012, ain't it? If we are saved, when God saved us, He sanctified, justified, and glorified us. He packed in our soul. Don't ask me how He did it all. I just know that He did, Brother Mark. He packed in our souls everything we would ever need to get us through this life, through death, and on to glory in heaven above. He put the power in us. People say, well, what is that power? When I got saved, there was a strong man that lived in my household. God went in there, He took that strong man and He bound him and He cast him out. Guess who moved in His void? It was the Lord that moved in. And when He moved in, He brought everything I would ever need to take care of my life. I have the power. I have it today. You have it. Let me preach this morning. You know what the power of God is? It's like a mind. A mind has the power to learn and absorb and go to great places. The power of God is just like that. We possess the ability for God to take a bunch of nobodies. Somebody say amen. Let me rephrase that. He's able to take a bunch of what used to be nobodies, make them into somebody, and give them the power to overcome this world. Can I preach this morning? Look what He did with just 12 little servants. And one of them was the devil. So with 11 disciples, He went about the world and changed it. He turned lives. Where the devil come in and said, you have this sickness and you have that disability and you'll have it all your life. Jesus Christ walked into those homes and turned them upside down. Not because of the power that they possessed, but because they had the power to believe that the Lord was able to do the work for them. How many of you today have the power to believe that the Lord can do what you stand in need of? See, this is our biggest obstacle. This is our biggest obstacle. We know that God is strong. We know that God is all powerful. But the obstacle is this, that God will not do it for me. Let me preach to you today. The Lord doesn't love anybody else more than He loves you. He doesn't love Abraham, Isaac, or Jacob. He doesn't love Moses. He doesn't love Peter or Stephen. He doesn't love John the Baptist or John the Revelator. He doesn't love any of them any more than He loves you. Because you know what He said? When He went to the cross at Calvary, He went for just you. And just you. And just me today. It wasn't our power that got Him up on the third appointed day. It was His power that got Him up. Folks, it's not our power that woke us up this morning. It's His power that woke us up. And we stand in awe at what God can do. And in this new year, we need folks that are willing to exercise the power that God has already given to us. He's already given it to us. Some folks say, well, I didn't get a present that I opened and it had the power of God in it. He gave it to you when He saved your dying soul. And in this new year, you say, well, that sounds good for the church. What about me individually? In this new year, let me go back to the church for a minute. There are more souls that need to be saved. We need a church that is strong. There are more Christians out there wandering away from God that need to be restored. We need a strong church. There are more lives that are just torn apart. And by torn apart, folks, I don't limit that. The devil works. And folks, just because you look at a life and you think it's all good doesn't mean the devil hasn't torn it apart. You don't know what's going on the inside. But the Bible says that God has the power to overcome those things. He's able to defeat the demons that possess our people. He's able to defeat all power that this world has. In fact, He said He has power over heaven, the earth, and even beneath the earth. People say, what's beneath the earth? I don't know. I don't know what even's all in this world. And I certainly don't even know what's all in heaven. But God has power over all realms of our life. This church needs more power. We need more conviction power. You say, well, we've been having some great services, and we have. But we need more conviction power. I like the conviction when they walk in the door, they feel condemned. We need more singing of the old time songs filled with the Holy Spirit. And we need some preacher to get up and preach us the gospel of Jesus Christ. Tell us the truth, because the truth is what will set us free. And we need the preacher to have power with God. And you say, well, that's up to you. The preacher has power with God, but we also need a church that will back the preacher and preach the preacher, that when he gets up, that they want to hear a word from God that will help them make it through that day. It's not all up to the preacher. The church needs power. We all need power. The singers need power to sing their songs in a way that God's laid up on their heart. Individually, we need power. When we gather here, we can feel the power from our brothers and sisters. We can feel the power of the church. We can feel the power of God. But we need power when we go back to our automobiles and drive out of the parking lot. We need the power within ourselves to be able to overcome the things that the devil throws at us. Because you see, folks, when we're together, we can be strong. But as soon as we separate, that's, you know, when and this is warfare. And any time you see where there's strong people and there's a mighty army, the enemy retreats. But when they catch them one-on-one, it's when they know that they can defeat them. I need to be strong, so when I go to the workplace and I go out to the shopping places and I'm wherever I may be at, you are nowhere around, I don't have time, I may not be able to find you to retreat and come and get you to help me. But folks, I'm glad I don't have to run to the church. I don't have to run to a brother or sister. Has anybody fallen down upon your knees and said, Lord Jesus Christ, I need you right now to help me? Anybody ever been going through and you just walk through the house praying, saying, Lord, I need your power. I need your strength right now to come down. Anybody been in the car or at the house or on the job and you're just thinking about all that's going on and you just look up the heavens and say, Lord, I need to feel your presence one more time so that I will not give in to what the devil has brought against me. We need power today. And the power is not what you and I can muster up. It's power that comes from God out of heaven. We need that power. Otherwise, the devil will chew our lives up. He will chew our lives up. He will make our lives a mockery to God. Can I put this in and I'll move on? God did not save us for us to be weaklings. He did not save us for us to sit back and do nothing. God saved us to go out into the world and proclaim Jesus lives. He saved us to show the world, yes, I have problems just like you do. And instead of throwing in the towel and giving up, you know what I do? I keep marching on by the blood-stained banner that's lifted up high. Some folks say, you're marching to a drum of hopes. Let me tell you what. Many of us today are holding on to the power of God because we know if our people ever get saved, it'll be God that saves them. We hold on to the power of God because we know if our life is ever going to get any better, it's the power of God that's going to make it better. We keep holding on to the Word and the power of God because we know if the circumstances are ever going to change, it's going to take God to change them today. You and I don't have the power within ourselves to do it. But there's a power in us that is able to do it if we will just believe. If we will just trust Him. If we will be the soldiers that God wants us to be. And in closing this morning, every one of us needs more power with God. If you won't say amen, let me say amen for you. We all need more power with God. It's the power to resist the devil. It's the power to, instead of seeing the darkness, looking and seeing the ray of sunlight that's coming through the clouds. We need the power, instead of us saying, it's all over, saying, I know it looks bad, but I know a God that can change it for him. And instead of us saying, that's just the way the world is, we need the power of God to say, I know I'm just one voice, but I know where there's a man. You remember that little maiden woman that was down there at Naaman's house? You remember Naaman was a leper. He was a captain of a great army. They had all but given up on Naaman. But there was a little handmaid, a little prisoner, if you'll have it. And she went to her boss. This is Roger paraphrasing. And she said, I know he's bad shape. Can you see this morning? This is the kind of power we need. Everybody else was probably getting ready to bury him. And she said, but there is a prophet back in my homeland. If we could just get him to him, I know he would be made better. Does anybody else have that kind of power to believe this morning? How many of you believe today if you could just get your loved ones to where Jesus Christ is at? I know they would be made better. I know if I could just get my lost loved ones into the house of the Lord, and the church demonstrates its power, the singers demonstrate their power, the preacher demonstrates the power of God in the Word, and the prayer warriors are lifting up the nail-scarred hands of Jesus Christ. You know what will happen? I know my people can be saved in a church like that. People say, well, if I'm not a singer and I'm not a preacher, where is my work? We need some Aarons and Hers in the house. Because you see, when Aaron and Her, they was just two small men, if you'll have that today. Aaron, we know his name. Many of us, the name Her don't mean a whole lot. But you know what happened whenever the children of Israel were in battle? As long as Moses kept his hands up, they were victorious over the enemy. You know what we need in the house of God? Some folks that are strong enough to allow God to use them and lift up the hands of the man of God. Be an Aaron on one side and a Hur on the other one. Because when my hands get weak and we begin to droop, we begin to start to lose the battle. But if somebody could just lift them up a little bit higher, folks, Jesus will come in the clouds of glory. We'll see a difference in the house of God, and we'll get the victory in our lives and in our loved ones' lives. We need to be stronger than we've ever been, because times are getting harder than they've ever been. Let me close with this. Times are getting harder because folks are believing just anything that's being said. We got too much philosophy in our world. We got too many churches that's preaching just anything will do. We got too many teachers just saying, you tried your best. God will look at you and say you was a good person. I've never seen a mother get on TV or hear them on the radio when their child was killed doing something wrong and said, oh, he was a bad boy from birth. Most of them say, oh, he was a good boy. I don't know what happened. Let me tell you what happened. The devil got a hold of them. The devil turned them upside down. There is none of us good. We all need a Savior. And there's none of us that has got to a point to where we don't need more strength from God. We need power. We need power. And this goes for Roger also. We need power to stand upon God's Word. And regardless of what our mind thinks, and you know, how many of you love your people? Yeah. You know what? We will make excuses on top of excuses for people we love. We will. What we need to do is stand up and put away the excuses and just realize that they are in the grasp of the devil. And as long as we sit back and do nothing, you know what the devil's doing? He's pulling them deeper and deeper into his cobweb. And folks, he will not let go just because you said, that's my child. That's my loved ones. You know what it takes to get the devil to let go? It takes the power of God to come down and shake the prison doors and to loose them and set them free. Folks, we need power today. The church needs power. And I said, I'm closing. This is a message you just don't want to close. And some of you are saying, please close. But what we need the power to do, instead of accepting the circumstances, we ought to start singing that old song one more time. But I know a man who can. I know a man who can. If we would exercise our power. See, all of us, it amazes me when all the men come up here and we have a work detail, how much we can get done in one Saturday morning. I think, man, I'd like to take them home with me. You know, because all together, Larry, we have a lot of power. We have a lot of power. We can get a lot of things done. Well, this morning in this message, when I look at all of us and I see how much we can do collectively, I think there's no reason. And this is just Roger. There's no reason for our church not to grow. I see some of these mega churches growing by leaps and bounds. You know, there's only three things I see growing in this society. Hospitals, automotive dealerships, and mega churches. That's the only thing I really see growing. One's to take care of you when you're sick. The other one is to satisfy your hunger for taste, right? For that car. And the third one is to make you feel good about yourself. And I'm just, I'm meddling for a minute, I'll close. When I look at these churches that's growing by leaps and bounds, I don't know how to explain it. There's just a lump that gets in my throat, and I think, Lord, how in the world are they able to build those $20 and $30 million places and have them paid off in less than a year? And the people that are really trying to lift up His name are struggling to keep the doors open. Now, we don't have that problem here. God's blessed us. Amen? But folks, I just get frustrated. I say, why is this happening? And then my scripture comes back to me. Because they'll believe a lie and choke on the truth. I'd rather somebody tell me the truth. This morning I've tried to tell you the truth. We're weak. And oh, people say, oh, Pastor, I'm not that weak. Every one of us is weaker than what we should be. And oh, this, you just have to take it up with the Lord this morning. There's not a one of us that has the power that we ought to have with God. Let me demonstrate that. How many of you remember when Moses went up on Mount Sinai? When he came down, he'd been in the presence of the Lord. And even the children of God couldn't look upon him. They had to put a covering so they could look at him. Folks, that's that kind of power. Wouldn't you like to have that kind of power of God? I like to have the power with God to be able to rebuke the devil. And some of you say, now you're getting full of yourself. No, I said the power of God. I like to have the power of God just to speak. And folks could feel the trembling, the authority of God's word coming. People say, you want to just do that to build yourself up. No, I want to be able to do it so I can look into eyes of people that are hopeless. Into the eyes of people that are concerned and worried about how they're going to make it. So that I can look at those eyes and give them the fresh array that there is life, there is joy, there is peace, there is victory in Jesus Christ if you'll surrender your life and will into His hands. We need that kind of power. We need the power that when your neighbors and co-workers look upon you, they say, there's something different about them. I'm not talking about a bunch of holy rollers. Let them call us what they want to, but I don't want you or I or any of us to get so much power with God that we think that we're better than anybody else. We all need to remember where God brought us from. And I'll tell you this, and I'm trying to find a closing place. When we get up and we preach and the power of the Lord is with us and we feel like we do this morning, sometimes the devil can come and say, oh, buddy, that was a message. And sometimes preachers, if they're not careful, they'll get lifted up. But you know what it takes to bring us back down to earth? It's just one bad word. One bad message. And it'll deflate you and show you that you can't even preach without the power of God being prevalent in your life. This morning, we're going to make an invitation in such a way. Some of you say, well, I'll feel guilty if I don't go pray. And I don't know if I want to pray. How many of you know that you need more power from God? Then if we all realize that, I invite every one of us to come to an altar and pray, asking God to give us power. And people say, well, if I come, it'll just be because everybody else comes. I don't want you to come because everybody else is coming. I want you to come because you know that you need the power. You need the power to stay. Because even we sometimes give in to things that we ought not give in to. And we're at church every time the doors are open. Do we not? We need more power with God. And in order to get power with God, it's going to take praying time. It's going to take reading time. It's going to take time to just meditate. Just think about the things that God would have you to dwell upon. It's going to take us spending time with God. It's going to take us not being so welcoming to the things that the world has to offer. People say, oh, Pastor, you was okay until you said that. You want us to just separate ourselves and never have a good time ever again. Folks, I want you to have the best life that God has in store for you. And you know what will change? Is your desires, your wants, those things that used to bring you pleasure, used to be so enjoy, you enjoy so much. You'll see that they're just temporal. They're only short-lived, and then they'll be gone. But what we do for Christ will last for an eternity. Last for an eternity. Would you come this morning while they sing a song of invitation? If you truly want more power with God, I ask you to come this morning. Don't wait on anybody else. You know your life better than anybody. If you really want more power with God, then you need to come and just pray out of the depths of your heart. Would you do that this morning? Sir, today. Sing on, church. Yes. Yes. That's where our power comes from. There is no limit to the power that we can have with God. Because you see, His power is ever present. It's already there. All we have to do is exercise our rights as His children and invoke His power upon our situation today. We need more power with God. I think back to a time in our history when Mom and Dad didn't have as much as what you and I have today. They didn't have all the fine things and the fancy things. But you know what they did have? They had power with God. We have sold our souls, given our souls to the devil himself, in exchange for a few worldly treasures. And folks, let me just close with this morning. When our life comes to an end, it won't matter where you lived and what you drove and even where you worked at. None of those things will matter. The only thing that will matter is what you have done for the Lord and where you stand with Him. I'd rather leave a pauper and a shouter than I had to leave here a screaming for the fear of hell and have all the world's riches. Because eternity is a long time to spend in hell and destruction. I hope you got something from the message this morning. I don't preach this way because I come to beat you up. I preach this way because I love you this morning. Messages like this are hard. Because I look over, I esteem you guys so high, and I look at your lives and think, man, they've already got so much more power than what I've got. And I use Sister Edwina as an example so many times. Well, she'll stand up and she'll say, pray for me, for I'm so weak. And I look at her and I say, she's strong. She's strong. How can she say she's weak? But you see, it's not what you and I see. It's what we as individuals know about our own selves and about God. I pray you got something from the Word this morning to give you a desire to have a stronger life for Christ, a stronger home, and a stronger church for Him in 2012 than we've ever had before. Let's raise the rafters, praising His name and worshiping Him because He's worthy of it today. God bless you. Remember our service tonight, 6 o'clock. Remember, after service is our monthly business meeting. And I think that's all the announcements I got. So you go get you some lunch. Get you some, a little bit of a nap if you need it. And come back tonight expecting great things from the Word of the Lord. God